Okay, so today we are moving on, carrying on with our study of 2 Samuel.
那么今天我们要继续来查考撒母耳记下第三章。
And today we move on to chapter 3.
今天我们要查考第三章。
Okay, so chapter 3 marks a turning point for David and the tribes of Israel.
那么第三章对大卫还有以色列的各支派来说呢是一个转折点。
So to briefly summarize chapter 3.
那么就为第三章做个概述。
We are told that the house of David is still battling against the house of Saul.
那么大卫的家还在与扫罗的家在征战。
We are told that during this time, we have the commander Abner.
那么在这个时候有一个元帅名叫亚尼尔。
A great commander, a leader of Saul's army.
那么亚尼尔就是带领属扫罗的兵丁。
He had been strengthening his position in the house of Saul.
那么他在扫罗家中呢，就来巩固自己的地位。
And indeed, we know he held great power because he made Saul's son, Ishbosheth, king of the Israelites.
那我们知道他权力是大的，因为他高扫罗的儿子伊斯波瑟为王。
Yeah, this is recorded in chapter 2, verse 8.
那么这是记载在第二章第八节。
But here in chapter 3,
那是在第三章。
Ishbosheth makes an accusation against Abner.
但是伊斯波瑟呢，就控告亚尼尔。
And this accusation leads Abner to defect to David's house.
那他这样的控告呢，就让亚尼尔归向大卫的家。
And so Abner has a meeting with David.
那么亚尼尔和大卫就见面。
And pretty much tells him that Israel is ready to accept David as their king.
就告诉他说呢，以色列家预备要接受大卫为他们的王。
But while Abner is on his way back to assemble the Israelites,
但是亚尼尔要回去聚集以色列人的时候呢
，to tell them that David shall be their king, he is murdered by the man Joab.
他却是在路途中被名叫约亚的人杀死了。
Okay, so let's look at the chapter in a little more closely.
我们现在来详细的查看第三章。
So, we are told in verse 1 that the war between the house of Saul and the house of David lasted a long time. David grew stronger and stronger, while the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. That's 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1.
那么三章第一节告诉我们呢，扫罗家和大卫家征战许久，大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。
So it's likely been a few years since the death of Saul.
那这很大可能是在扫罗死去的过了几年。
And in this time, a new king has been chosen to lead the Israelites.
那么在这个时候当中呢，有一位新的王被拣选，要来带领以色列人。
The new leader was the son of Saul. His name is Ishbosheth.
那这新的领导人呢，就是扫罗的儿子，名叫伊斯波瑟。
He was not chosen by God, however.
但是他却是没有被神来拣选的。
But by this man, or commander Abner.
却是被这个人，就是当时的元帅亚尼尔所拣选的。
So in chapter 2, verse 10, it also tells us that Ishbosheth his reign only lasts 2 years.
那么二章十节告诉我们，他当王的日子呢，只有两年。
So from here, we can see that even though Saul died, and we have the anointed David.
那么这里告诉我们，扫罗既死了，那么大卫是已经受膏为王的。
David does not take command, cannot immediately take the throne.As king of Israel.
那即使大卫已经受膏了，但是他没有立刻登上王位做以色列的王。
And so we move on to verses 2-5.
那么接下来看2-5节。
So these verses tell us that whilst David was living in Hebron, he had 6 sons.
那么这几节告诉我们呢，大卫在希伯伦居住的日子呢，他有了6个儿子。
But each of these sons had a different mother.As listed in these verses.
但是在这几节记载当中告诉我们的每一位儿子的母亲都是不同的人。
And so in this chapter, with David living in Hebron,
在这一当中大卫在希伯伦居住的时候呢
He has married seven times.
他娶了七个女人。
We have to ask ourselves, is the Bible saying here that David is blessed with many wives and children?
那我们要问自己的问题就是说呢，大卫是否是被神祝福而得到许多的妻子还有儿子呢？
So chapter 3 lists seven wives.
那么三章告诉我们他有了七个妻子。
And later on in chapter 5 verse 13,
在五章十三节的时候呢
yeah, The Bible tells us that he took even more wives and concubines after he left Hebron.
那么他离开希伯伦以后呢，在耶路撒冷就娶了更多的妻子，还有妃嫔。
And with this, he had many more sons and daughters.
那么接着他们有了更多的儿子。
And so I ask again, is the Bible telling us that this is all okay?
那么我们要问说，这是圣经告诉我们这是没问题的吗？
And hope your answer is that it is not.
那当然希望大家的答案是当然不是。
So in, if we look at Deuteronomy chapter 17,
我们可以看《生命记》十七章。
Here it lists the laws for the kings.
那么这里所记载的就是有关于当王的律例。
Deuteronomy chapter 17,
生命记十七章。
And we look at verse 17.
请看十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 17, in the name of the Lord I read, He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. So just focus on the first part of that verse.
十七节，他也不可为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银我们就专注于首半段。
So we also see that in 2 Samuel, the consequences of his fleshly desires.
那我们在撒母耳记下也可以看见他大卫因他的这些肉体的情欲所承受的后果。
Turn to Matthew chapter 19.
你看马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, and we'll look at verse 5.
马太福音十九章第五节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 5.
马太福音十九章第五节。
Verse 5. And he said, For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
五节，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So, you should also look at his children. So, were his many children a blessing to him?
那么我们可以问说，他这么有这么多的儿女呢，是否对他来说是一种祝福呢？
So, it doesn't say in the verse that we just read that you marry one person.And become one flesh, and you can marry another person and become one flesh again.
那么在刚读的那一节没有说，二人娶嫁之后呢成为一体，然后之后有第三位可以进来与他们再成为一体。
And in David's case, marry another person and become another flesh again.
那么以大卫来说，就是再娶另外一位与他成为一体。
So we know that marriage is one man to one woman.
我们知道婚姻呢是涉及一个男人还有一个女人。
So in these verses, God isn't saying that it is okay.
所以在这些章节当中呢，神并不是说大卫所做的是没有问题的。
So here the Bible is just stating the facts what has happened.
圣经所记载的纯粹是当时所发生的事情。
So like the Israelites wanting to have a king to rule over them.
那么以色列人希望有位王来治领他们。
God did not say this was good.
神没有说这是不好的。
But he allowed it.
他是允许这样的事情发生。
And so the same with David or other kings that had many wives and partners.
那么同样的对于大卫还有其他的王有着多位的妻子。
God is not saying that this is okay.
神并没有说这是好的。
He's saying that this is what happened, and later you will see the consequences.
那么纯粹这里是记载所发生的事情，之后我们就看见这事情的后果。
So I'm sorry, I asked the question earlier. As for his children, were they a blessing to him?
那么之前我有问说，他有许多的儿女，这是否是神的祝福呢？
We should look at at some of the children that were mentioned in verses 2 to 5.
那我们可以看一看二到五节所立下的儿子。
So we have his firstborn Amnon, the son of Ahinoam of Jezreel.
那么他长子是安嫩，是耶斯列人亚西暖所生的。
He sexually abused his half sister.
那么他就侵犯了他的妹妹子。
And was later killed under the command of another of David's sons, Absalom.
那么就在大卫的另外一个儿子亚撒龙的指令下呢，被杀死。
And Absalom is David's third child.
那么亚撒龙是大卫的第三个儿子。
The son of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, who is the king of Geshur.
是做过密教人。
So that is verse 3. Third son.
是基述王达麦的女儿玛加所生的。
So Absalom also starts a civil war to try and kill his father and take the throne.
那么亚撒龙也引起了国中的内战，意图想要杀死他的父亲，自己登上王位。
So his fourth son.
那么他第四个儿子。
In verse 4 is Adonijah.
他的第四个儿子名叫亚多尼亚。
Son of Haggith.
是哈吉所生的。
He also tries to seize the throne from David.
那他也试图想要从大卫那里来抢夺王位。
So do you ask yourself again, were his children a blessing to him?
那我们可以再次问自己说，他的儿子对他来说是否是一种是福气呢？
So we move on to verses 6 to 11.
我们接着看六到十一节。
During the war between Saul's house and David's house,
那么在扫罗家还有大卫家征战的时候呢？
We are told here that Abner has been strengthening his position in the house of Saul.
那么这里告诉我们，亚尼尔在扫罗家当中来巩固自己的地位。
And we already know that from chapter 2 that he must have been very important.
那么从第二章学习到他是一位重要的人物。
As mentioned, because he had the power to make Ishbosheth the king of Israel.
因为他有这个能力，能高以示波设为王。
In verse 7.
那么在第七节呢？
It goes on to tell us that Ishbosheth accuses Abner of sleeping with one of his late father's concubines.
那么以示波设就控告亚尼尔，说他与他的父亲的妃嫔同房。
By the name of Rizpah.
就是利斯巴。
So the significance of this being that to take a royal concubine was regarded as sexually immoral and even treasonous.
那么这样来娶王的妃嫔呢？当然是被人看为是犯了奸淫，甚至是叛国的这种行为。
So this may have been a sign that he was preparing to to go for the king's throne.
那么可能是代表着说他要篡夺王位。
We do not know if this accusation was true.
那我们不晓得这样的控告是否是真实的。
But the reaction from Abner is harsh, as we can see from verses 8 to 11.
但是我们可以看见从8到11节呢，告诉我们亚尼尔的这个反应是非常的极端的。
So Abner tells Ishbosheth.
那么亚尼尔告诉对伊斯波设说。
That up until this day, he has been loyal to Saul.
那么直到今日，他对扫罗家是忠心的。
But because of Ishbosheth's allegation, he is going to turn his allegiance over to David.
那却是因为伊斯波设这样的控告呢，他要转向投靠来投靠大卫。
So in verse 9, chapter 3, verse 9, it tells us that. So Abner says, verse 9, may God deal with Abner, be it ever so severely, if I do not do for David what the Lord promised him on oath.
那么三章九节告诉我们说，我亚尼尔说，我若不照着耶和华起誓应许大卫的话行，耶 愿神重重的降法于我。
So from this verse, we learn that Abner knows that David has been anointed king of Israel.
那从亚尼尔这样的他说的这番话当中呢，我们知道他晓得大卫已经是被高为王的。
And in verse 10, he tells us that he is going to transfer the kingdom from being the house of Saul over to David.
那么十节也告诉我们，他要废去扫罗的位，建立大卫的位。
Abner is helping to bring the rightful king onto the throne.
那么亚尼尔要协助让已经受膏的王来登上王位。
But this is not because David is the anointed one.
这却他的理由却不是因为大卫是神的受膏者。
He is doing this because Ishbosheth has offended him.
他这样行是因为伊斯波设干犯了他。
So from our point of view, he should have joined David because David was God's choice to be king.
那从我们的角度来看呢，他应该投靠大卫王，因为大卫王是神所高为王的王。
But from Abner's point of view, he's doing this to spite Ishbosheth.
但是从亚尼尔的角度来看呢，他这样做纯粹是要激怒伊斯波设。
And so here we have a great example again of how God will use anyone and everyone to fulfill His plan.
那么这段章节再度向我们重申说，神会利用用尽人还有各种办法来完成他的旨意。
We've seen this before in 1 Samuel chapter 25.
我们之前在撒母耳记上二十五章有看见。
So remember that this was where God used Abigail to help preserve David's innocence.
那么我们记得说，这是神利用亚比该来保守大卫的这种无辜。
But here in chapter 3, 2 Samuel chapter 3, God uses his enemy Abner to bring unity amongst the tribes of Israel.
但是在撒母耳记下三章就告诉我们，神利用他的仇敌亚尼尔呢，来让以色列的各支派合而为一。
So next we move on to verses 12 to 16.
我们接着看十二到十六节。
Abner makes contact with David.
那么亚尼尔就与大卫来相见。
And tells him, if he is willing to make an agreement with him, then he will bring Israel to him.
那么他就对大卫说，如果他与他立约的话，他就将以色列带给他。
So we see from this statement how much power Abner has over the Israelites.
那么从他这番话当中，我们可以看见亚尼尔在以色列人当中是有多大的能力。
So much power, even though he's not their king.
那他有这么大的权力，即使他不是王。
David, on receiving his message, agrees to meet Abner.
那么大卫听了这番话以后呢，他就同意要与亚尼尔来相见。
But with one request.
但是他有一个请求。
And this is that he brings with him Michal.
就是他要将米甲带来。
So in case we've forgotten, who is Michal?
那如果我们忘了米甲是谁呢？
We remember after the defeat of Goliath.
那我们追溯到大卫击败哥利亚以后呢
？Saul offered his older daughter Merib to David as a wife.
那么扫罗就将他的大女儿赐给大卫做他的妻子。
But David felt unworthy of this honor.
但是大卫觉得他是配不得这样的恩惠。
Later, Saul's youngest daughter Michal falls in love and marries David.
但是他的次女呢就爱上大卫，米甲就爱上大卫，然后就与他结婚了。
So they marry, but only after fulfilling Saul's request of 100 Philistine foreskins as a kind of a dowry, if you like.
那么扫罗所设下的这种聘金呢，就是要取下非利士人的一百个羊皮。
Obviously, Saul had hoped that David would die in battle.
当然扫罗是希望大卫会在这征战当中呢会死去。
And so Michal is in a way, he is David's first love, his first wife.
那么米甲可以说是大卫的就第一位妻子。
So Michal may have much significance for David.
那么对大卫来说他是非常重要的人物。
And not just wanting to add to his growing collection of wives.
但是他却是还要在他的这种妻还要为自己再增添妻子。
So Michal was his first love.
那么米甲是他第一位所爱上的。
She helped him escape when they found out Saul was coming to kill him.
那么在他发现扫罗要来追赶来杀死大卫的时候呢，他帮助大卫来逃脱。
And we also know that after David's escape,
那么在大卫逃脱以后呢？
Saul gave Michal to another man and she remarried.
那么扫罗就将米甲给了另外一个人，然后他就嫁给那一个人。
And in chapter 3 we have this sad scene in verse 16 of the current husband following after her and crying.
那么在三章十六节呢，就让我们看见这个伤心的场景了，就是他的丈夫跟着他一面走一面哭。
And he does this until told to return home by Abner.
因为他被米甲被吩咐说要回去了。
So by taking back his wife Michal,
那么在娶回他的妻子米甲的时候呢
，David shows in a way that he has no ill feelings towards the house of Saul.
那么其实大卫显示出他对扫罗家并没有任何的恶意。
And I think it's interesting to see the balance of power between the three men mentioned in these few verses.
那么值得留意，就是在这三个人物当中，他们的这种权力的分配。
So we have Abner, the commander who can persuade the tribes of Israel to unite under David.
那么首先就是这元帅亚尼尔，他有这个能力，能够将以色列的各支派聚集在一起。
And we see David making his demands to the king Ishbosheth.
那么大卫也向这个王以斯波舍做出请求。
And King Ishbosheth agreeing to the demands of his enemy.
那么以斯波舍也跟他因为同意他的敌人的这种请求。
So we see that this King Ishbosheth does not appear to hold much power.
那其实这以斯波舍即使他是王呢，他其实没有什么实力。
It's almost like a puppet leader.
可以说是他是被放上去做王而已，挂名的王。
Abner looks to hold favor and respect from the other tribes.
亚尼尔却是要其他的支派的这种尊重。
With Ishbosheth fearing Abner at many times.
那么以斯波舍也是在很多事情上是害怕亚尼尔的。
Move on to verse 17 to 19.
那我们接着看17到19节。
So this records Abner rallying the support for David among the elders of Israel.
那么亚尼尔就在这样说服以色列的长老。
So from Abner's words, we are told that the elders of Israel are already wanting David to be their king.
那么这里告诉我们，其实以色列的长老已经有这个意念，想要承认大卫为他们的王。
Abner then goes separately to speak to the tribe of Benjamin.
亚尼尔就分开了，去向便雅悯支派来说话。
As this was the tribe to which King Saul belonged.
因为便雅悯是扫罗的支派。
Verse 20-21.
20-21节。
So this records the meeting between Abner and David.
那么这到二十一节就记载亚尼尔和大卫来相见。
So we have David preparing a lavish feast to welcome Abner and his men.
那么大卫就为亚尼尔和他带来的人设摆宴席。
This was David showing himself to be wise and generous towards the former adversary.
那么这里就显让我们看见大卫对他以前的这种仇敌呢，所有智慧，并且这样来招待他。
And I think any lesser man would never forgive Abner for leading an army against God's king.
那么，若是其他人的话，可能不会对带领军队来反抗神的王呢，肯定不会有这样的待遇。
But we know David was a great, wise, and generous man.
但是我们知道大卫是这样很慷慨很有智慧的人。
And so the meeting goes well, and Abner tells David that he will go immediately to assemble all of Israel.
那么亚尼尔就告诉大卫说他要立马去招聚以色列众人。
So that they can make a covenant with David and he can finally become the king over all of Israel.
那么他可以就可以成全他与大卫所立的约，让大卫能够来做以色列的王。
And so at the end of verse 21,
那么在21节的后半段呢，
it records that David sent Abner away and he went in peace.
那么于是大卫送亚尼尔去，亚尼尔就平平安安的去了。
So this phrase, he went in peace, is repeated three times throughout the chapter.
那么这词汇呢，就是平平安安的去了，在这一章里重复了三次。
I think its significance is to show that David is innocent of any foul deeds which are about to happen.
那么这是要再次重申呢，大卫与即将的要发生的这些恶行呢是没有关系的。
So we move on to verses 22 to 25.
我们接着看22到25节。
Here we have Joab and David's men returning from a raid.
那么约亚和大卫的人就从攻击敌军那里回来了。
Abner has left.
亚尼尔已经离开了。
But when Joab hears that he has been with David, he tells David angrily,
但是约亚听见大卫与亚尼尔相见的这个事情以后呢，他就愤怒地告诉大卫王说。
So he tells David angry, "What have you done?"
那么他去见王说，你这是做什么呢
？And that Abner had probably come to deceive him.
当亚尼尔来很大可能是要来欺骗你。
He was angry that David had let Abner go without arresting or killing him.
那么他生气的事情呢，就是大卫没有就让亚尼尔走了，没有来处罚或者制止他。
But the main reason for his anger is that Joab wanted to avenge the death of his brother Asahel.
但是其实约亚的这个主要的动机呢，是因为他要为他的兄弟亚撒黑来报他的仇。
And so in verses 26 to 27, without David knowing.
那么在二十六到二十七节呢，在大卫不晓得的这样情况下呢
，Joab sends messengers to find Abner。
那约押就派人要去见亚尼尔
，and bring him back to Hebron。
要将他带回来希伯伦。
At which point in verse 27, Joab kills Abner。
在二十七节呢，那么约押就将亚尼尔杀死了。
In this time of relative peace。
那么在这大致上都是平安的这个时候呢
，Abner's meeting with David is a huge turning point.
那么亚尼尔来见大卫呢，是一个很大的转折点。
The point where all the tribes of Israel are about to reunite.
就是在这以色列众支派要合为一的之际。
Joab's brother Asahel was killed in battle, as recorded in chapter 2.
在第二章有记载说约押的兄弟亚撒黑被杀死。
And as soon as he fell, Asahel's brothers, Joab and Abishai, pursued Abner.
那么在他亚撒黑被杀死以后呢，约押和亚比赛就来追赶亚尼尔。
And now here,
在这里呢
，if they had caught and killed Abner.Then his death would have been justified.
那么，如果他们是捕捉了亚尼尔，然后将他杀死呢？这可能可以被合理化。
So Joab's killing Abner would have been justified in the course of battle.
那么，约押在战场上将亚撒黑杀死呢？是可以是合理的。
But in verse 27, it records clearly that in the second half of the verse.
但是在二十七节呢，下半段很清楚的有记载说
，which says, "And there to avenge the blood of his brother Asahel, Joab stabbed him in the stomach, and he died."
就在那里，刺透他的肚腹，他便死了。这是报，杀他兄弟亚撒黑的仇。
So in this instance, this was murder.
那么在这样的情况下呢，他是杀了人。
And if not clear enough, it is repeated in verse 30.
那么如果这还不够清楚的话，在三十节又有记载。
So verse 30, it reads, Joab and his brother Abishai murdered Abner because he had killed their brother Asahel in the battle of Gibeon.
三十节，约押和他兄弟亚比赛杀了亚尼尔，是因亚尼尔在基遍征战的时候杀了他们的兄弟亚撒黑。
On hearing the news of Abner's death, we see David's reaction in verses 28 and 29.
我们可以在28到29节可以看见大卫在听见了亚尼尔被杀死以后的这种反应。
He condemns Joab's actions and makes it known to everyone in verse 28.
那么他就责备了约押的这样的行动，并且让所有的人都知道。
So verse 28, it reads.
28节说。
Later, when David heard about this, he said, "I and my kingdom are forever innocent before the Lord concerning the blood of Abner, son of Ner."
大卫听见了就说，流尼尔的儿子亚尼尔的血。这罪在耶和华面前必永不归我和我的国。
If David had been involved in the murder of Abner,
那么大卫如果有涉及亚尼尔被谋杀这事情当中的话呢
？It would have made it so much more difficult for him to reunite the tribes of Israel.
那么他要来将以色列各支派聚在一起呢，这会变得更加的困难。
As he would have been seen as a brutal and vengeful king.
因为他会被人看为是一个报仇非常想要来报仇雪恨的这种国王。
And in verse 29, he curses Joab and his whole family.
那么在29节呢，他就诅咒约押还有他全家。
He calls on God to make judgment and punish Joab for his actions.
那么他就呼求神要来惩罚约押还有他全家。
So we move on to verse 31 to 39.
他们接着看31到39节。
David calls Joab and all the people with him to tear their clothes.
那么大卫吩咐约押和跟随他的众人说，你们当撕裂衣服。
And to put on their sackcloth.
腰束麻布。
And they walk and mourn behind Abner's coffin.
在亚尼尔关前哀哭。
And so they did, walking behind the cart carrying Abner's body.
那么他们就在亚尼尔的棺材背后来行走。
And David buried Abner's body in Hebron.
那么大卫就将亚尼尔的葬在希伯伦。
He wept aloud along with all the people whom attended the funeral.
那么他与所参与这丧礼的这一切的人呢一起来哀哭。
And on this day, David would not eat.
那在这日当中呢，大卫并没有吃任何东西。
Even when urged, David calls God to punish him severely if he did.
那么即使有人劝他说要来吃东西，那么大卫就说，他若吃东西的话，愿神咒诅他。
And so all the people who had come to attend the funeral of Abner.
那么对于王还有来参加亚尼尔的丧礼的这些人呢？
We should remember that this would not have just been David's people, but it would have included people from all the tribes of Israel.
那这涉及不但涉及大卫家的人，并且也是以色列所有支派的人。
So they saw everything that King David was doing, and they could see that he would have had nothing to do with Abner's death.
那么他们能看见大卫所行的一切，并且可以认清说，他与亚尼尔的死是没有关系的。
So David did not want his kingdom to be established by violence.
那么大卫希望说他国不是建立在这样的暴乱当中。
He wanted God to establish his kingdom and also God to punish his enemies.
那么他愿意神来建立他的国，并且来惩罚他的仇敌。
David still believed that vengeance belongs to the Lord.
那么大卫深深的相信说报应在神。
So we can look at Romans chapter 12.
那我们可以看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12 and look at verses 17 to 19.
罗马书十二章十七到十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 17 to 19.
罗马书十二章十七到十九节。
So verse 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Verse 18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Verse 19, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord.
十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美好的事，要留心去做。十八节，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
So David once again does not rejoice in the death of someone who has caused him much hardship.
那么大卫没有因为扫罗的死感觉到欢乐，即使扫罗是为他带来许多的苦害。
But instead, he is pursuing righteousness.
那反过来呢，他所追求的是公义。
And thereby leading his people in righteousness.
要将他的百姓在公义中带领他们行。
David once again leads by example.
大卫再次呢就以自己作为榜样。
So much happens in this chapter.
那么在这一章当中发生了很多事情。
We have the war between the houses.
那么就有这两家之间的战争。
The tension between Abner and Ishbosheth.
亚尼尔还有以斯波设之间的这种冲突。
Abner's defection to David.
那么亚尼尔投靠大卫。
Joab's revenge for his brother.
约押为他的弟兄来报仇。
But all through the chapter, God is at work.
但是在这一章当中呢，神还是在运行的。
In the beginning,
一开始的时候呢
，David's house is made of one tribe.
大卫家只有一个支派。
And Saul's house is made up of all the remaining tribes.
那么扫罗家就有其他的支派。
But verse 1 told us that David grew stronger and stronger, whilst Saul's house steadily grew weaker.
但是第一节就告诉我们说，大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。
So we should learn from this.
那我们要从中来学习。
But is it that strength makes us stronger?
那我们要学习的，不是我们的力量让我们变得坚强。
Sorry, I'll say that again. Is it that strength is not in numbers?
那么我们要问说，我们的能力在乎人数吗？
Strength is putting our faith and trust in God.
那其实我们的能力是，当我们将我们的信心投靠在神上。
So much happens that could have worked against David.
那么有很多的事情可能发生，而且是让大卫造成不方便的。
But if we look at Romans, if we turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Romans chapter 8.
那我们可以看罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, and we look at verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Verse 28. And we know that in all things,God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God has a plan to protect David's innocence and unite the tribes of Israel.
那么神为了要保护大卫的这种无辜，还有让以色列各支派团结呢，他有自己的计划。
The ending of this chapter is with verses 38 and 39.
那么三章的结尾是在二十八和二十九节。
Where David tells the people that today a great man and commander has died.
那么他就告诉百姓说，有一位很大有能力的元帅就死了。
So even though he is the anointed king,
那么即使说他是受膏的王
he is still a weak man.
他还是一个软弱的人。
David continually shows his humility after all that has happened.
那么大卫在这一切事情发生以后还是继续的显示出他的谦卑。
He says in verse 39, "These sons of Zeruah are too strong for me."
那么在三十九节他说，这西鲁亚的两个儿子比我刚强。
So it's likely referring to Joab and his conspirators.
那么可能是指着约押还有他的同党的人而言。
David shows here that he feels he does not yet have the power to pass judgment on others.
那么大卫觉得自己还没有这个能力能够来审判他人。
And this is why he curses Joab in verse 29.
那么这是他为什么在二十九节来咒诅约押。
Instead of ordering him to be sent to prison or punished.
而不是将他送入监狱里或是来惩罚他。
So David, always the humble man.
那么大卫还是一个谦卑的人。
And that concludes my study of chapter 3.
那我们今